It's great to have you in the studio this afternoon. Stephen Brown, he's a commercial lawyer from Lynn & Brown Lawyers, the director, in fact, of Lynn & Brown Lawyers. Stephen, lovely to meet you.
Afternoon, Ollie.
You're based there in Morley, and I'm going to guess you're getting a lot of questions at the moment about this so-called hibernation period coming to an end, Stephen, because tenants have had an opportunity, whilst we've been through this period of coronavirus, to not be evicted by their landlord. Obviously, there were no rental increases either during this time, but I imagine that there is a very changing day-by-day situation at the moment when it comes to those relationships between tenants and landlords.
Yeah, very much, Ollie. So the 29th of September, the state of emergency comes to an end, and unless our state government decides to extend it, a lot of this relief that's been given for rent increases, rent eviction, termination of leases will also all come to an end. And unless the deal has been done to either defer or to reduce the rent during the emergency period, and it hasn't been sorted out before the 29th of September, a whole lot of money is going to become due on the 30th.
All right, so this is going to obviously create a few headaches for a lot of tenants. Similarly, though, the same headaches are there for landlords as well, because it doesn't necessarily mean if you're a landlord that you're mega, mega wealthy and everything's okay, you've also got bills to pay.
Yeah, exactly. And the relief that was provided to the landlords was limited compared to the relief that was provided to tenants. So they got some land tax relief. There was some relief in regard to their ability to pay loans back to banks. But, yeah, they copped a lot of it as well.
9221 882 for your questions this afternoon. Stephen Brown, he's from Lynn & Brown Lawyers. Particularly if you are a tenant yourself or a landlord, if you're having those conversations with each other, how are they progressing? Have you provided special treatment, special conditions have been put in place, or have you struggled to come to some sort of agreement, some sort of arrangement? 9221 882. Because I imagine as well at the moment, Stephen, and let's just take Wesfarmers as an example, they're looking to close a whole bunch of the Target stores, the Target brands. Now, I talk about them because they're an anchor tenant, obviously, of a big shopping centre. So therefore, a lot of other shops decide to open in that shopping centre and they think, well, we can make a bit of money. There's a Target here. That's obviously a massive space. A Target store, like a supermarket, huge space, going to be very difficult to fill that space if these big, big stores shut their doors. What do you do if you're the neighbouring tenant at the moment and thinking, oh, goodness, they're going to be out of here soon? Can I go to the landlord or the shopping centre owner and go, I know I've got that 2% increase in my yearly rent that I have to pay you. Can we sit down and start to renegotiate what our agreement might be?
Well, you can try, Ali. I think good luck with that conversation. Because what we're hearing as well through the media is a lot of the big players in this game, the big shopping centres, the multinationals are struggling at the moment as well.
Yes.
So it's not just the small businesses, and we know that, you know, small businesses are the heart and blood of our state economy here. They employ over 200,000 Western Australians. So, but also these bigger businesses are struggling because of the relief that's had to be provided to the smaller businesses to keep them afloat. So I think there's some really difficult times ahead.
Is anybody trying it on at the moment? Are there any examples you have at the moment, Steve, of landlords even finding creative ways, I suppose, to say, hey, I know we had this period of hibernation or this grace period, but pack up your bags, get out. We don't want you in here anymore.
Yeah, we're seeing some very interesting things. So landlords using other ways in which to terminate a lease. Mm-hmm. So they can't terminate for non-payment of rent, but they can terminate, say, for... say you're a fish and chip shop and you started to think, oh, well, I'm going to pivot a bit because that's not working for us. I'm going to go and do something else from the premises as well to try and sustain our income. That might be a breach of the lease because the lease had a specific use and the landlord would use something like that. We're also hearing of landlords where some tenants have been struggling and are staying in commercial properties, and that would be a breach of the lease generally to be using it as accommodation. So there are creative ways in which they're terminating leases.
All right, 9221 882 for your questions to Stephen Brown this afternoon. I look at the CBD. Some of the estimates at the moment are we have office vacancy or shop vacancy rates upwards of 25-27%. Is it enough to say, hey, I'm struggling, I want to break this lease and then go down the road 100 metres and set up shop once again?
So none of the rent relief is for this period of until the 29th of September, but it doesn't allow at the end of that, if you've terminated the lease early, so say you had 2 years left on your term, you're still going to be up for the balance of that rental. So, and you know, what we find with commercial, it's not just the company that you might be operating it through that's up. There's usually personal guarantees there. So the individual directors and owners of the business behind it are going to be up for it personally.
Okay. On the residential side of things, there's been that period as well of holiday or hibernation, as we call it. We know that the rental market in Perth as well is quite tight at the moment. Reports of 40, 50, 60, 100 people through a property and it goes like that. The game could change again come October.
Yeah. So if there are tenants out there that haven't been paying their rent for residential properties, I think we're going to have an influx of matters hitting the magistrates' court trying to have them evicted, because the landlords know, particularly in that residential space, there is a demand. There's not so much in the commercial space, but in the residential space, there's a demand. So if they haven't met their repayments and it hasn't been resolved, and if it was just deferred until the end of this state of emergency came to an end, and they don't come up with the money very quickly, I think we'll see landlords evicting a lot of people.
And it's interesting, isn't it? I mean, the lockdown, in inverted commas, that we experienced in Western Australia, far less severe than obviously the state of Victoria at the moment. That continues to go on week after week, month after month. So it's probably a difficult argument at the moment, Stephen Brown, for a lot of tenants to mount those arguments, because the coronavirus lockdowns or the situation, it doesn't exist as it did back in March and April.
That's correct. You know, we've been very fortunate. Our economy has bounced back pretty quickly. And while there are, you know, definitely people suffering still in WA from financial hardship, a lot of us haven't had significant impact. You know, strong mining sector, short period of lockdown has allowed for us to rebound relatively quickly in a lot of sectors. And so, there's probably a lot less people out there that have really struggled to pay their residential rent.
So your advice, Steve, heading towards the end of this grace period is to just have that conversation between tenant and landlord before having to involve people like yourself?
Yeah, really important to have it very quickly, because some of the relief and some of the abilities, particularly with the commercial, if you don't get it, if you can't come to an agreement and there is a dispute and you don't get it in before the 29th of September to the SBDC, Small Business Development Corporation, they do some mediation there. And if it can't be resolved through mediation, you've got to file an application with the State Administrative Tribunal before the 29th of September, or you're going to miss out on resolving the rental that was due during this period of state of emergency.
All right, Steve Brown, I really appreciate you coming into the studios this afternoon, and it's been great to meet you.
Thank you very much for having me, Ollie.
Pleasure. Commercial lawyer Lynn and Brown Lawyers. It's very, very interesting. So that is all coming to a close at the end of the month.